for you. The first question, now I'll read the question exactly as it's written. And of course, I think you've been in Trinidad a couple of times, so you would understand our lingo a little bit, inshallah.
I think more than a couple, but Allah, not them.
For you. Many brothers here are caught between the street life and their desire to be Muslim. However, the street life is much more appealing and its call overpowers that of the call of the life of Islam. Most times they lose the struggle and give in to the life of the street, for example, into vices like smoking ganja, drinking, chasing after girls, liming on the block. Then they feel too impure to come to the masjid or pray or to do other Islamic things. What steps can they take to overcome this struggle? Is it clear?
No, I'm clear. I think that this is a struggle not just for people in Trinidad and Tobago, but a struggle for many Muslims who are living in inner cities in the West or in non-Muslim lands, and even some of the lands of the Muslims. With regard to this question, then alhamdulillah, again, brothers and sisters, there is not a disease or a sickness that exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the cure. We just heard the ayah that we find in Surah Ali Imran that we discussed in some detail. So I would say firstly, the remedy is for the Muslims to learn how to read the Book of Allah, to reflect over the Book of Allah, and to understand the Book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That takes me on to the second point. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in the authentic hadith, in the shaytan ma'al wahid, the shaytan, the devil is with one, and he's further from two. Alone, brothers and sisters, we are weak. The believer, al-mu'min lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'du ba'da. The believer to the believer is like a building. Part of it supports the other. Alone we are weak. So in order for us to be consistent in our struggle, we need assistance and cooperation from our brothers and sisters. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Aid one another upon righteousness and piety, and do not aid one another upon sin and transgression. So therefore, go to the masjid and learn to read the Qur'an, and associate with those brothers or those sisters that have the same outlook as you, because it will make it easier for you to be consistent. And that is why in the hadith about the man who killed 99 people, imagine that, subhanAllah, killing 99 people, murdering 99 people. And we know that murder is one of the most serious crimes in Islam, because it goes against one of the primary objectives of Islamic law, which is what? Hifz al-nafs, preservation of life. When the person, at that time he had killed 100 people, he went to the scholar, the person of knowledge, and he asked, is there any repentance for me? The scholar said, yes, who can come between you and repentance? So we never despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But at the same time, we do not feel safe of the punishment of Allah, because Allah may punish the servant who is disobedient. The scholar also advised him to what? To move from the land that he was living in, because it was an evil land. And to go where? To go to a land where the people, they worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. So brothers and sisters, if we're serious about overcoming the struggle and being successful, and we heard what's at stake here in the verse, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Because we don't want to fail, because failure is something that we can never tolerate. If we fail, we die upon disbelief. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. If we die upon kufr or shirk, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, then a person who dies in that state is going to the hellfire forever. So we can't fail. Allah said in that verse, whoever is distanced from the hellfire and entered into paradise, then surely they're successful. There's too much at stake. So therefore, in order to be successful, put yourself in the company of those who also want to be successful. Likewise, Habibakum Allah, and I mentioned this in the was in Tobago, an explanation of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the meaning being, whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will replace it with that which is better. If you leave something for Allah, but it has to be solely for Allah, Allah will give you better than that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, it may be a bit hard, but in the long term, Allah Azza wa Jal will replace that difficulty with ease and delight. And the reason for that, brothers and sisters, initially, it may be a bit hard to differentiate between those who are serious and sincere and those who are pretending and faking. And alhamdulillah, the one who asked the question, it appears that they are sincere. Wallahu hasibuhu wa man uzakki ala Allahi ahada. Because they're asking about how to overcome this struggle. But everyone's going through this. Another way, brothers and sisters, and I'll close with this because the people are waiting here to pray, inshallah. That way we can take one more question. Is that we have to limit our time, the reality, on social media and looking what everyone else is doing on social media, because Shaytan is utilizing that. If subhanAllah, the Salaf said in their time when there was no TV, no internet, that this world is the khamr, the intoxicant, or the drug that is pushed and distributed by the devil, then what would they say about what is taking place on social media? Except for those who, and the exception is those who use it for that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Limit your time and only enter it if it is beneficial. Because if you continuously look at that which the shaytan beautifies with immorality and sin and disobedience, the nature of the soul, we are weak. Humans are weak. The character is a thief. Even though at one moment you may despise it, it may be that something enters your heart and you may become fond of it. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla protect each and every one of us. And lastly, brothers and sisters, do not forget the power of a dua, of supplication and turning to Allah and begging Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is why, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is around the corner and Ramadan is an opportunity for change. So brother or sister who asked the question, alhamdulillah, if you are serious about overcoming the struggles of the streets, then like Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to mention about the companions, he used to say what? In the month of Ramadan, they would do their utmost to sit in the masajid. Now yes, in our line, many of us work, and we can't just sit in the masjid all day. However, as much as you can, stay in the masjid, read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, be amongst those who are going to remind you about the akhirah, the hereafter, be around those, alhamdulillah, who are going to inspire you even in the dunya, either to work and attain a lawful sustenance, or they're going to encourage you to do good deeds, which is going to benefit you in the akhirah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you and us success to do that which is pleasing to Him and that which He loves. Fadl ya Yusuf.
Ahsan Allahu ilaykum. Zakum Allahu khayran. طيب, so the last one we'll take, then I guess choose one here. This one is from
Yusuf. Let me just comment one last thing. Subhanallah, Nafis. Yusuf, let me mention one more thing. In addition to that, brothers and sisters, do not let the shaytan come to you and prevent you from going to the masjid and praying your salah. Even if you are falling short, even if you are committing sins. Because yes, no doubt, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, do not approach and come near to the prayer while you are intoxicated. Hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun. Until you know what you are saying. So if you are not intoxicated, yes, go and pray, brothers and sisters. Yes, if a person is intoxicated to the extent that they do not know what they are saying, their prayer is not valid. But if a person, brothers and sisters, is falling short, they are falling into sin, you know, they're doing things that they shouldn't do, hanging on the streets, falling short, still, brothers and sisters, go and pray your prayer. Because you do not know, it. Perhaps if you pray sincerely to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and you repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that going to the masjid and offering the salah and repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal, that could be the moment that Allah Azza wa Jal granted you success to change your life. As Allah says in the Quran about the power of prayer, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرُ. that verily the prayer, it prevents from immorality and evil. So do not stop going to the masjid because you're falling short. Because look, subhanAllah, iman, it increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. So if you stop going to the masjid and you stop praying your prayer, al-ahd alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah, the covenant that is between us and what? The prayer. Whoever abandons it has disbelieved. Look at that, brothers and sisters. So if a person just indulges in evil, and they are engrossed in evil, then all they're doing is things that are going to cause the iman to decrease. So going and praying, alhamdulillah, being in the masjid, that's an opportunity to increase your iman. Don't stop going to the masjid, habibullah.